from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's not playing, but in play. You know, I try to be playful, but I'm not playing. I guess I play around, but I'm not playing when it comes to sleep time. I take it ridiculously seriously in a playful way where I'm not playing. It's time for Sleep With Me, podcast to put you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, if you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener to Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show?
Want to thank the people who worked on this episode. Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios edited the episode, did the theme music. Scotty and Jennifer are on our artwork. Jonathan Mann is on the mystery. He's the mystery part. He's on the lullabies. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter, and I just want to thank everybody who's been spreading the word about the podcast. And I can't always thank you personally when you're sharing it out of your podcasting app, or you could try this link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/listen, direct people to that, or just doing it word of mouth. So thank you so much. I want to thank, you know where good word of mouth is, the listeners have a Facebook group, and I want to thank the moderators over there. Stacy, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, Summer, and Sarah. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether that's thinking, feelings, physical sensations, you know, things on your mind. Maybe you're not sure, or maybe you're traveling, maybe somebody's out of town. Whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off of those things. In a safe place, I'm going to try to create. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, a trailing off. That's like something, usually it's natural. Tonight I'm trying to, in this intro, intentionally do it a little more, slow it down. But mostly it's good to create a friendly, safe place where you feel welcome, because I'm glad you're here. You know, I've had trouble sleeping in the past, so I know what you've been through. So this is just a silly little podcast to take your mind off. So if you're new, here's the structure of the show. Or if you're a regular listener, too.
the first 5 or 6 minutes of the show is business, and that's how we keep the show going. So if you're new, you don't really need to listen to it. If you're a regular listener, pretty essential you listen to that, even if you listen in the day tomorrow. And that's how we keep the archives free and all that. But if you're new, don't worry about it. Then we have an intro, which we've just started. The intros are somewhere between 8 and 20 minutes, usually on the 12 to 14 minute side. And they're kind of I haven't said this in a while, but they are like the doormat of the podcast, where they say, no, I guess more like the red carpet of the podcast, because these intros are a lot longer than a doormat. If it was appropriate for homes to have red carpets, or, I mean, not necessarily red, like any color. Like, what if we did, like you said, geez, well, like, we're getting ready, I'm going to go into business competing with doormats. What are you coming up with? Well, it's like a red carpet, but less pretentious, less likely to stain. I guess it's just a really long doormat. Because you say, geez, well, this is 40 times more efficient than a doormat, because we got all that scrapey, like, bristly stuff. We could upsell people. Maybe there's a little pond some people walk through. If you have electronics, you could have the sticky stuff like you see in the movies, like where you, like, if you're like on Better Call Saul, you could have like demagnetizer, you know, super high end ones. You could blow dry people's shoes, and you know, if it's futuristic, you could have them, you know, put their shoes in there, and it takes it away, stores them somewhere, polishes them, and brings them back. But we'll just start with it. So, like a runner. No running. No running into my house, please. No, this is like the red carpet. I want people to feel like the floors are going to be cleaner because they're walking on this carpet. I want them to feel like a celebrity, but, you know, without that, you know, that they don't have to be. I'm trying to explain what the intro is. It's kind of like that, you know, wipe off the dirt and the grime of the day, you know, you like set the mood where you say, okay, I mean, I guess that's what a red carpet does. I mean, don't think about this, because I don't talk to a lot of celebrities, and I mean, I imagine I'm celebrities all the time, but you'd say, like, hey, Anna, what's it like walking down the red carpet? Like, does it set your mindset to say, okay, well, I know I'm going to have my, you know, you're going to have your picture taken. You know, you got to have your smile on. You got to be ready to interact with, Ryan, Seacrest, like, you got to be ready to do Mario Lopez. All the other people that I love, whose names I forget, that are on the red carpet, and you gotta be ready to, that's when you gotta be it is a sense of place. A red carpet gives a sense of place. Maybe it is there to help the celebrities. I mean, here's a free pro-am tip for anybody, future celebrities. When you're on the red carpet, try to get a pathway burned in your brain. It's just don't pick your nose. And then you won't, especially nowadays, it's going to be on camera no matter what. You know, don't pick your nose, no wedgie, you know, just ignore your wedgie. If you have a wedgie, ignore it. You know, if you're worried about a body part being, you know, check to see if fly XYZ, make sure your fly's up. If you have your nape, your neck, and more exposed, you know, double check that everything, all the double sided tape is working. I mean, for me, it would just be don't scowl and don't pick your nose, which would probably be, if I didn't pick my nose, I'd be ahead of the game, which would probably be good. Like, I guess I could use a red carpet, like a permanent red carpet wherever I go, like before I talk to any humans, be like, okay, there's a human being coming up. Okay, don't pick your nose. Don't scowl. Don't, you know, pretend, you know, try to smile. Or, you know, try to, like, so yeah, what about that? Like, maybe that's where Google Glass went wrong. It didn't have red carpet mode, where it said, hey, this is, you're on a red carpet now. I know you're not really on a red carpet, but if you can draw the same parallel conclusions and, you know, think our good friend Anna, I don't know, I'm sure there's other podcast listeners that have been on the red carpet before, but, you know, to say, okay, like, yeah, let me, like, maybe I would not have a swerve on, but maybe have, like, not your actual swerve, but the spirit of swerve on. If I'm not even sure 100% what that means, but, you know, that would be good to have. So next time when you come out with, augmented reality, also trade, you know, if anybody's listening that, like, let's trademark that one right now. Red carpet mode, property Scoots Industries, for augmenting your reality. Also, maybe I'll write a book, Red Carpet Mode, five ways that I've never proven in my own life, but will probably work enough to sell an ebook about, five ways to bring the red carpet to everyday life, Red Carpet Mode. Okay, see, I didn't realize this was a press conference, but somebody said, oh, did I? Yes, I did used to write erotic knock fiction. That was called Red Knocking on the Red Carpet. I think that was. This is different. Yeah, no, this is Red Carpet Mode. Red Carpet Philosophy. Oh, yeah, the Red Carpet Institute. I like that. Thank you. I will be co-opting that. Anyway, sorry, if you're a new listener, so this is like this intro. It's more like the pea green carpet versus a red carpet, but close enough, right? You know, let's just call it like the sleepiest version of neon green, you know, because I don't like pea green. No offense, pea green. You know, but it leads you to the podcast. It does, and that is my intention, to set the mood, to make you feel welcome, to make you feel connected, kind of, connected enough so you could disconnect. Because here's the thing, like, there's a ton of people listening to this podcast right now, and while not everybody is going through the same thing, you know, a lot of people are, like, they need a little help falling asleep, but they need a little company, and that's why I'm here, to keep you company. I'm the kind of company that you keep that you don't got to listen to. And I'm the kind of sleep podcast you don't necessarily need to feel the pressure to sleep to. You'll just fall asleep. I guess that would be the purple carpet. You would have, like, bed set up, and you'd be walking out. You'd say, well, I didn't even get to, the Scoots Awards. I fell asleep on the way in. I did cuddle with Mario Lopez. I know he's working on Candy Crush. He said, well, what celebrities did you see? Well, Weird Al, but Scooter paid him to go there. Urkel, and I think I saw Screech, but that could have been Scooter. Dustin Diamond, yes. I think those were all Scooter, other than Weird Al. Scooter said he paid Weird Al to come. It could have been a dream, though. I could have been asleep, too. So if you're new here, so this is the intro, then there's going to be a proper podcast story part, and you can fall asleep whenever you want, but if you can't sleep, I'll be here the whole time to keep you company. So just take your time, settle in. Now, this podcast, clearly, if you've been listening for the last 15 minutes, it's a bit different. It's not I honestly think these are probably pretty good business. I mean, my reality is augmented, believe me. Whatever the polar opposite of augment is, like, is that saddled? Like, augmented fantasy. I think that's what I call my reality. You say, geez, but anyway, at least I don't even know what I'm talking about. But, so this podcast, it doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. I hope it works for you. And I appreciate you coming by. I mean, there's a lot of things to put you to sleep out there. This one's a little bit different. I hope it feels friendly. I hope you feel welcome. And as I say, like every podcast, I mean, I'm really glad you're here. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. So thanks for coming by. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever, so your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much.
Hey everybody, welcome to it's time for a Trending Twitter Tuesday episode. And what I was thinking is we do a little bit of a guided meditation style episode. I think it's been a while since we've done one of these, where, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna imbue you or you're gonna be imbued, or we'll be doing some imbuing. I wish I had a visual dictionary that I could call out and just look up, but I think we'll be doing some imbue anyway. So it's Sunday morning, believe it or not. Well, Sunday is still morning. I don't know. What do you call it when it's 11:48 when I'm starting checking these trends here? And I'll just tell you I'm pandering because it is Sunday morning, and one of the trends is also Sunday morning, which tells me that it's Sunday morning somewhere because it's trending, and it's still Sunday here, morning-ish. It could be whatever day it is where you are. But I wanted to do one for the summer season, and I want to take you somewhere. You don't need to pack any bags. You don't need to you don't even need any sunscreen. I want you to settle in and think about the breeze. And think about the sound of any mammal breathing. Yeah, I don't know if I've listened to a non-mammal breathing, but I think about my dog, Koa. She snores, but it's more of a breathy snore, with the sound of the breath going in and out, or the feeling of the breath going in and out. Because tonight we're going to be a grain of sand on the beach. And it is just Sunday morning here for the beach, which is technically for the beach. It's like Thursday morning. It is a Sunday morning for the beach. Or I guess everybody, in a, anyway, not important. Settle in. And that rhythmic sense of the breath is something we're used to, as a grain of sand nestled among and upon and surrounded by other grains of sand. You know, we've got a form, we're an individual, but we're a collective, but we're going to be focusing just on us right now. As we feel and hear
and sense the sound of the light waves breathing in and breathing out. The sea, the ocean, the Great Lakes, whatever body of water you picture. But we're pretty nice sand. This is a sandy, sandy beach. And it's morning, and we've woken, and we're lying there. The sun is above the horizon, but it's still cool on the beach. The sun is just beginning to cross the wavy strings of grass between us and the, I guess, the boardwalk, and the, beyond that, the beach homes and the t-shirt shops and the, you know, the changing room, essential changing rooms, the hose, the things to spray your feet off. We wonder what today will hold for us here on this beach. Right now, we just hold the sound of those lapping waves, which is just as we've been lying here, as we've been contemplating being, you know, almost trying to avoid self-congratulating ourselves on being the first sentient grain of sand. We hear the swish of the waves going from a lapping to a shushing. There's no crashing, but compared to a lapping, you'd say it's a crashing or a fuzzing. The waves have begun to break, and we get a view out there, and we can see the line of the sun coming across the water. And then we hear some activity in the distance. It's just come into our awareness, our ability to hear. And it's the sound of an engine out on that water of a boat, a droning-like sound of the engine. But as the boat gets closer, you know, you'd look out at the water and you'd say it's transitioning from being mirror-like. And the sounds of the boat actually tell you that, because it sounds very calm and very consistent, except for the boom, boom, boom of tiny waves in the boat going over those tiny waves and splashing on the water. And then we hear more. We hear sounds of calling, people that have rented the beach houses, children yelling about sunscreen, or, you know, food, eat your breakfast, just chatter on the wind, combined with the sound of the boat going by, and it's at its highest point, and then it's passing, and wondering about, you know, the Doppler effect, and we see, geez, I don't even know what the Doppler effect is, but it sounds like something's, because, and then the boat is it's not driving off, it's boating off away from us. And we see the first children descending some stairs, shirtless, some, a few with robes over their bathing suits, and a mother calls out, don't forget it's National Hamburger Day. Don't forget to eat your hamburgers. And the kids all sit like, you know, they have like different foam things, body boards, noodles they call them. And the noodles are in a different, you know, you see a couple fresh noodles and then a couple that have been around the block. Inflatables and bags of things. But these children, they're, you know, they get down to the beach and they dump their things and then they go right to the edge of the water. But, you know, there's no one down there yet to keep an eye on them. So they just step their ankles and then their mother calls out, you won't get your hamburgers on National Hamburger Day if you go swimming and wait for your uncle. And then a couple of the kids, they, like, after they've touched their feet, and so, you know, they just debate of whether how cold the water is, what they think of the temperature. And two younger kids, they wander over to the beach grasses just beyond us. We watch them, and they notice some wildflowers in the beach, and first they contemplate picking them, but then they just get up close and they start to observe the purples and the yellows and the whites. And as they start to look, they notice more and more different types of flowers that maybe you would have just passed over if you were in a hurry to you know, test the boundaries of your parent, you know, the parenting and the uncling and the swimming. And you wonder where your uncle is, and you remember him saying he's not coming to the beach until the sun hits the beach, and the sun is just hitting the beach, and you, as this piece of sand, you know you could feel it's still cool, but you can also feel the water already warming because the sun's been hitting it a little bit, you know, the angles of the sun are strange, to a grain of sand, and you kind of scoot up. You want to see what these two kids are up to in the flowers. And one of the young children puts her hand to her ear, and she takes on a thing like a piece of sunscreen, a bottle, you know, the NOAD 1004 Baba Free Edition. You know, whatever, totally good stuff. Even the only NOAD for sale in Europe, it says on the back. If they would have known better, they would have put it on the front and the back. But she holds it like a microphone. And she says, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, I'm here live at Whitaker Beach, with the flower report. I'm Marty Plimpton here, and I'm here with Jamie, my cousin. Say, Jamie, what do we have here today? Well, thanks, Marty. We're here with the flower report. We've got breaking news here. We're down here at the beach, Whitaker Beach, as you stated, Marty. It's great to be here again today with you to file the. Okay, let's get straight to the news, Jamie. Well, Marty, we have some very exciting news. That's why we broke in on, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse or whatever was playing, you know, whatever, the Fox and the Funny Guys or whatever these kids watch today. Yeah, we're here. We have a flower. We have, it's a tremendous news. And if you have a car, if you have kids, if you have a family, or if you don't, and if you know any bees, get them on the horn, because we have what we're calling the Great Flower Outbreak of, 2017 or whatever, whenever you're listening to this report. Well, thank you, Jamie. This is Marty Plimpton here. And yeah, we are live here at Whitaker Beach, where there's been a tremendous flower outbreak. We're expecting joy. We're expecting sneezes. We're expecting pollination. We're expecting, you know, pistils and stamens. Everybody's welcome here at the beach, even neither or neither. And you will be in for a treat. Now, please watch your step and remember this is these dunes here, these small dunes at the edge of the Whitaker Beach, which you won't locate on any map, but just the maps that show it. These flowers, we have flowers of all the rainbow here. It is delightful. And it is really a spectacular day to be down at this beach. I can't even tell you what an honor it is to be able to bring this report. We have purple flowers that are very small that you wouldn't notice unless you get on your hands and your knees. So bring something you could get your knees dirty with. Hold on, Jamie's got, yeah, thanks, Marty. I wanted to let everyone know as well that we here at Flower News Radio also have, our microphones are made from sunscreen. So if you don't have a microphone made from sunscreen, please remember to bring some sunscreen. Also, it is ironic, but today we wanted to let all our listeners know today is National Hamburger Day. And if you go in the water without permission, you won't be able to eat your hamburgers. And also, there's a tiny, tiny breeze, just enough to make the flowers move. It look like they're dancing. And as you said, Marty, this is you can't put it into words. You just got to come down here and look at the flowers. And there's plenty of other things to see, but don't forget to look at the flowers. Thanks, Jamie. So this is Marty Plimpton here. We're live on location with the Flower Report, and we'll be here. I guess we'll just be here observing. I don't know if we'll come up with any other news, but yeah, there's maybe if we could get any experts on here, we will break in again. But thanks, this is Marty Plimpton checking out with the Flower Report. And you watch the kids, and they're kind of critiquing in a fun way, laughing at one another's performances and talking about probably interviewing the flowers, also asking, wondering if there are bees or not. And then they start talking about bumblebees, and even you as a grain of sand, you picture those fuzzy bumblebee butts. And you remember the time you were a grain of sand, the same grain of sand, but totally different in shape and size. But just days ago, you were on the bumblebee butt or the bumblebee back, caught up in that hair, that fur. And you'd been sound asleep when somehow it happened. You don't know if the bee and you woke in the sky above the same beach. It looked totally different. But it all made sense, and it was just about the same time it is as it is right now. You're watching the sun and the way it hit the water and the calmness of the water and the way the sun's rays went through the water to the sandy floor of the shallow part. The way the water would ripple, the way the sun would sparkle. And when you were up there, you could see little minnows swimming in the warm parts of the sun. You could see other fish looking like they were out for a stroll. You could see driftwood drifting. And then the bee must have landed or bumped you off, and you were back in the sand. But that was the time you spent in the sky. And while you were out on that bee in your mind, the two other children, not that far from you, begun to dig a great oval. And they're patting down the oval with their hands and patting down the sand. And the sides of the oval are slanted, and the two children are planted, one in the center of the oval and one on the outside, and they're building little towers around the oval, and you wonder what they're up to. And on one of the long stretches, they build a big slanted box. And then one of the young children, the one on the outside of the oval, runs and grabs one of those mesh bags and opens it up and pours out some matchbox cars or die-cast of vehicles. And the children gather up, three or four of them, the two of them, and they put them down, and you realize it's a racetrack. And then they line them up, and then the boy in the middle says, "On your marks, get ready, get on your marks." And then he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, start your engines." And the engines are started, and the engine sounds are coming out of the two children's mouths, and the cars are revving. and the waves have just picked up a tiny bit enough to give you a little bit of a feel like you are at a racetrack. And then they say, on your mark, on your sets, get ready, go. And because sand does not lend itself to racing in the Indy 500, but the boys say this is it. They are mostly spending their time narrating the race and melodramatically creating at times when the cars would just narrowly, you know, one taking the lead, the other one taking the lead, just getting out, losing a flat tire and going into the pits. Then the cars during the race, you know, there's only about two laps of that, and then the cars start doing tricks, flipping over, riding on two wheels, pop wheelies. And you notice that one is a stock car and one is like an Indy car, but they're racing in the same track. Lots of engine noises, lots of cheering, lots of fun. And then they decide to start racing in reverse, and the children are saying, well, this is the first Indy 500 ever to go in the books in reverse. They are counting down the laps now in reverse. They were at lap 500, and then they decided to go back down to the start. And after they go from 490, once they get to 497, They say, okay, and now the car, they say, well, they're trying to figure out what to play next. And then the cars both go in, and the cars start talking. Do you want to be my friend? And then the other car says, sure, I'd love to be your friend. Okay, what do you want to do? Well, I'd like to go swimming. So would I. And then the boys throw the cars right in the water. And then they go to the edge of the water and they see the cars are just barely covered up with sand. They see the sand still like floating and it's kicked up with some sand, water dust. One of the cars is upside down, so it's really catching the sun's rays, and the boys to try to decide who's got to go in the water. And right as they're debating what to do, there's a call from an uncle-like person that says, go ahead, go get those cars, I'm on my way down. And like an uncle that could only be called a jester and a fool when he's not sleep podcasting with a shirt that says Loofah Guard and a nose covered in zinc oxide, comes down the stairs towards the beach carrying chairs and umbrellas and pockets full of the only NOAD sunscreen approved for use in Europe that hasn't been invented yet because it's a fictional thing. He descends the steps and the boys run into the water and pull out the cars. And then the kids say, geez, Uncle Morty. And he says, I thought you kids weren't going to call me Morty, but that's it, because that's not me. And they say, hell. And the uncle says, I told you not to tell anybody who watched that show. You're acting like a bunch of ricks. And they say, can we go swimming anyway? He says, what in the National Hamburger Day? You want to go in that water? And the kids say, yes. He says, okay, go ahead and test it with your ankles. Is it cold? And the kids say, no. And he goes, I'm positive it's cold. He goes, it's only 11 now. He goes, the sun's just striking. The beach is barely, he goes, feel these sand. You watch them reach into the sand and your fellow sand members are picked up between his fingertips. And you can feel what he feels, the cold, but not freezing cold. Sand of a beach, early day beach. And he says, listen, kids, okay. He goes, yeah, we could go swimming. First, we had to put on sunscreen. And all the kids sigh. And he says, he goes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, all aboard for the Sunscreen Express. And the kids look at him in confusion. And he says, line up like a train. And they said, he says, don't worry. He goes, this is a special sunscreen-based train. First, you know, stops include backs, fronts, arms, legs, ears, noses, and most importantly, the tops of the feet. Now departing for those locations. And the kids start to get it, and then the uncle, he shakes one of these bottles of sunscreen, and he knows it's going to be slightly cold. Then he pops the top with a flourish. Oh, tickets, please. Tickets, please. And the kids say, and he says, you mean you don't have any tickets for the Sunscreen Express? And then he makes a woo-woo. He goes, we'll just go anyway. He goes, as a matter of fact, today's special, one ice cream, imaginary ice cream ticket for a child who puts on all their sunscreen on the person in front of them. And then he starts making, you know, all aboard and choo-choo. And the kids say, we're already on. And he goes, okay. And then he's shaking the sunscreen up and he's popped the top with a flourish, as I said. And then there's the first splats of sunscreen on the back of the child, one of the child's necks and shoulders. And like a little howl from it being colder than expected. And then there's a precocious child who knows everything, who says, what about it? He says, no spray. And so they have a debate about it. And then he's on the Sunscreen Express, this is what we use. And then he sprays each child right below their neck and across their shoulders. And the child behind them begins rubbing the sunscreen into the child in front of them. And he supervises, just like a conductor, not of a train, but of a sunscreen application orchestra. And he says, rub in those earlobes gently now, gently. Get the hairline under the hair, you know, behind the ears. That's where he starts. And then he has the children... You go down the neck and he says, get the side, you know, really rub it in just like you're rubbing their backs. And the kids are, you know, laughing and being, you know, inadvertently and on purpose tickling one another. And the sunscreen is gently being rolled in. The kids start to look a little bit iridescent with the type of sunscreen this uncle prefers, which is the only no-ad sunscreen made in a place that doesn't yet exist, but also approved for your, you know, whatever. It's the good stuff at a great price. And they don't, that a company that doesn't yet, even though they don't have any ads, they haven't realized they need to advertise on podcasts, but they don't. And then they move down to the, and then he says, this is one of the most important, these shoulder blades are tricky. So be very careful on this shoulder blade application. And the children follow them. And, you know, some have one piece bathing suit on. So he shows them the method of, he says, just follow the, you know, he goes, you got to tuck it under the sunscreen, you know, tuck it under the straps there. And the kids are giggling. And then he shows them the center of the back palm method. He goes, I don't know why this works better. I think it's this little indentation. And they do the center of the back of each one another, rubbing with the palm, the base of their palm, circling around and around, and then the sides, and then the backs of the arms, and the elbow, and the insides, and the armpits. And another essential part, that side armpit area, he says, be sure to do that. And then they move down the back. For those people whose backs are exposed lower, they go down to the lower back and the hips. He says that's another tricky place, the sides and the hips. Make sure you get those good. He goes, oh, boy. And then he tells all the children, you know, take care of their own waistband. Deal with your own waistbands. You know, really going to have to stretch to do that. But he observes it, and then he tells each child to reach out the right hand for their sunscreen, ice cream ticket. But he really just puts a giant gob of sunscreen in there. And then he tells them about the secret Swedish technique of rubbing sunscreen in both your hands after you've gotten a glob. And he uses a Swedish chef's voice, okie dokie dokie dookie, rub your hands, booty bookie, ookie doo. But most of the kids don't, like some of the kids have seen those Muppet movies, but not all of them. And then he says, everybody, you know, be ready because this is going to tickle. And then they do one another's backs and one another's thighs and down to their calves and the, the armpit of the leg, which doesn't get any cred. I don't know why that's not called the back of the knee. I guess that's what it's technically called. And they go down there and down to the bottom of the ankles. And then he says, okay, great job. Now he goes out and then he pretends he's an actual conductor. Now he picks up a stick and he taps it. He says, everyone face me. And he goes, now we're going to do the Symphony of Sunscreen. And he tells the children to sit in the sand and to cross their leg in a way. And they put it like so that their right leg is up and they start at the top of their foot. He says, I want you to play this leg like it's a violin that needs sunscreen, and that makes music, even between the toes. And the children start to rub up their shins and on the sides of their shins and into their knee and the front of their thighs all the way up. And then he has them do it back down. He says that's, you know, tonal and atonal, he believes. And then one of the kids tries to raise their hand to correct him. And he says switch legs. And then he conducts them once again on the left leg. And they start to apply the sunscreen up the left leg and all the way up. And then he says he wants them to play the belly drums, so they start to rub the sunscreen and pat their bellies and all around their belly and their sides and up their chests and up their sides and their armpit zone and the fronts of their shoulders. And then he tells them about the encircling of the arm method. He says, it sounds like an oboe. Who knows what an oboe sounds like? And the kids look at one another. He goes, what about a bassoon? Anyone, bassoons. And he goes, what in the name of Charles Woodwind are your kids learning at school? And one of the kids says, economics. And goes, and then he conducts them again on this very fancy method of... just putting sunscreen on in a way that seems very technical. And he says, don't forget the backs of your hands. And then finally, he says, again, the Swedish method again. And he reapplies yet another gob to their hands. And they rub them together. And then they do their faces. And the kid, you know, of course, they don't like that very much. And they all say, well, we want spray. And he says, this is much more effective. And he goes, rub it in. And he says, don't keep your eyes closed, but keep rubbing. And rub those ears and rub that chin and that neck. And then he does an inspection. He pretends he's a bugle. He says, stand at attention. And he has the kids salute and hold pose, and that takes about 15 minutes of goofing around. And, you know, he does like another thing children tend to like, which is pretending the kids are making faces at him behind his back. And then the kids catch on and start doing that, where he tries to turn around quickly to catch them. At first, they don't realize what he's doing. And he's saying, "Are you making a face behind my back?" And they say, "No, no, no." But then they catch on that it's just a shtick, and then they start doing it. And then he inspects all their sunscreen, which is just a way of, like, reinforcing the idea that they should be aware of the sunscreen, because you really can't inspect sunscreen once it's been applied. And he knows this, and they know that. And he says, "All right, that's pretty good." And then he looks out, and he says, "Well," and then you see it, and the uncle sees it, and the children see it. A dark line of clouds on the horizon. You'd notice the water had gone quiet, but there was so much activity that you would. And then he says, "Okay," he goes, "everybody in the water, quick!" And the kids jump in the water, and the sun, you know, the sky is the gentleman from Fish Sing is divided, not quite divided yet. It's like 80 to 90% sun. But the uncle watches as a storm approaches from far, far away. And you wonder, how far is that as far as a bee could fly? Is that 4 miles away, or 40 miles, or a fourth of a mile? But the water is calm and the sun is out and the kids dive in. And the uncle stands on the shore with just his ankles in, saying it's too cold. And the kids say, "Come on, get in the water with us." The irony is the uncle forgot to put on sunscreen, but luckily the storm will so there's no reason to worry, because he has it on the majority of his body, but just not the palm, you know, that middle back area. But he does have a shirt on, one of the, like, that goofy lifeguard shirts. So that would be an alternative universe that would, he would have got sunburned. But he watches the children, and then they splash at him, and he says, "Oh, no, it's too cold. It's impossibly cold for me to come in the water with you." And they say, "Come on, come on." And he takes a deep breath, and he walks till the water's at his knees, and the kids go out further, and they say, "Oh, we found a sandbar." And they have, and he says, "Okay, stay on the sandbar. I'm going to go underwater." And he goes deeper to his thighs, and he dives in the water, and then shoots right back up. But he knows the world-famous Ackerman Mango method for getting used to water. And he explains it to the children that he learned it from Charlie Mango. Dr. Charles Mango, now that you just jump in and out of the water. If you were at a pool, what you do is get out of the pool and jump back in. But he has a washing machine method where he jumps up and goes all the way to the bottom, jumps up out of the water about 50 times. And the kids look at their uncle and they laugh and say, "No wonder mother and father and grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles call this uncle the strange one." And he shoots out of the water and back under again. And then the children laugh. And then they do some throwing and jumping and swimming and laughing. And then they say, "Well, let's play Marco Polo." And the uncle says, "Well, Marco Polo is not really a fair game unless I, you know," and then they start playing it. And you close your eyes as this, 'cause you hear that sound, Marco Polo. And you hear the sounds of the kids almost getting poloed or whatever. And the squeals of delight and the calls and the accusations and the kids going under. The sounds of fun being had over and over. Sounds of delight, you think to yourself. And then the uncle catches everybody eventually. And the kids are, you know, there's a lot of splashing going on. But then the uncle pauses and he hears it, a rolling rumble out in the distance. And the storm has gotten closer. And now we're at a three-quarter divided sky, three-quarter sun, one-quarter darkness. And you can almost see, you're not sure if you can see it or you can imagine the line of rain out there on the lake, on the sea. And the uncle says, everybody out of the water. It's a storm coming. And the kids say, well, a bummer. The uncle says, don't worry, it's National Hamburger Day. I'm going to cook hamburgers in the rain while you stay inside and watch the Addams Family. And the kids say, Adam, because, yeah, it's just a great script notes episode about the Addams Family. We'll watch that while I cook hamburgers in the rain. What could be better? And the kids come out and they start to towel off and they're actually all a little bit tired and you know, whatever, they got those endorphins going. And the sun has started to tuck away, so they're a little bit cooler, nestled in all of their towels over their shoulders. And they watch as the sky goes to 50% and 40%. And then the winds pick up, and the uncle says, all right, everybody start clean up the cars. You know, start picking up what you brought with you. Make sure we have all of the, you know, the European NOAAD. He goes, you realize I had to fly back from Brussels with just two suitcases full of sunscreen. And the kids don't get that. And they don't even know if he's kidding or not. And they start to pick up, and the wind starts to pick up a little more. And the sun starts to hide away as we go to 30%. And you can definitely see the rain now. And the waves are splashing in a chaotic way, like not in a consistent, they're lapping and they're splashing and it's turbulent out there in the water. And then the sounds of the thunder carry off in the distance, a little bit further away than we can see. But as the thunder starts, it is like a rising of an evening. As the sun slips away and then the wind really picks up in circular gusts and leaves start to swirl and the hair starts to blow. And the kids start to say, wee, and then also say, I can't believe we put on all that sunscreen. And then the uncle said, Patsy, come on up, it's burger time. And the children head up the steps from the beach to the house they've rented. And one by one, you hear the door, the screen door open and close. And then you hear the kids called to go back out to rinse off their feet. And leave that outside. And then you hear the door open and close. And then you hear the open and close again as the towels are hung up to dry on the clothesline. And you can hear them snapping and whipping with the wind. And you can see the line of rain coming closer to the shore. And you can hear the rumbles of thunder increasing and the whoosh of the wind. And then you hear another round of the screen door opening and slamming shut as the swimsuits are hung up to dry on the line. And then the rain starts to fall closer and closer. And you feel a few drops splash around you. And you hear the sound of the uncle singing. And you think you can even hear the sizzle of the burgers on the grill. And the smell of burgers and rain kicking up burger grease. and uncle, you know, you're talking to no one because everyone's inside watching a movie. But then you do hear the screen, you know, and you hear the call about cheese or no cheese on your burger, toasted bun or no toasted, you know, garden burgers or bean burgers and hot dogs. You hear the crack of a can of cherry lime sparkling water. You think you can even hear the slurp of the uncle slurping down the drink. And then the rain really hits and you feel some relief in your sandy sandiness as the rain splashes around you, washes over you, envelops you in wind, in water, in sound. But it's all a comforting experience. The water is warm and delightful. In the sounds, they vibrate your crystal-like structure, and they vibrate the ones around you. And the raindrops aerate you and give you space, and the wind spreads you all out, especially that one grain of sand that was getting on your nerves. And you watch the beauty of the water during one of these little squalls, they call them, and how quickly it had changed, but how nice it is even in contrast of what it just was. You look at the racetrack as it changes shape, what retains its shape, but it's a little bit different and more well-worn. You look at the flowers, and now they're fully dancing with the wind. And some of them are shiny with the water on their skin. And you smell the burgers on the wind, and you say, what a day to be a grain of sand, a grain of summer sand, listening again to the water coming in. And because of the wind, it doesn't feel like it's crashing, but just working with the other sounds and coming in and going back out like a breath, a deep, deep breath now. A deep breath coming into the shore, coming closer to you than before. Coming in, coming out, along with the pattering, pattering, pattering of the rain. And the rain and the panes of the windows. And the sizzle of the grill. You close your eyes and you feel lucky to be a grain of sand at peace on the beach. Good night. I want to say thanks and good night to everybody that reviewed the show over on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. It's called now. Rolina from US Z's. 5 stars. Some nights, even with the medication, help me fall asleep as insomnia comes to visit. Without this podcast, I'd have some rough mornings at work. Thank you. And BLCINHB says, awesome. 5 stars, great to fall asleep to. Thank you. Biloxi Chick says, I can't sleep without you. This has become my nighttime ritual and works like a charm to fall asleep and soothes me into staying asleep all night. I just love to play all night. A brilliant genius. Thanks. Love and Daisies from the UK says, I can't really rate this because .. 5 stars. I've been listening every night this week and I still can't comment on it properly. I've yet to stay awake long enough to get to the main part. Laughing emoji. If I ever get that far, I'll try to let you know. Too successful in its mission. Winky emoji. And how about this one? Secret Ginger from UK. Perfect for relaxing and drifting off to sleep. But sometimes I have trouble finding suitable podcasts to sleep to. More interesting ones keep me awake, but I need something that I actually wanted to listen to.
This is perfect. No sudden loud changes, just calm tones to settle your buzzing mind. Thank you. Megan873 from Australia says, ingenious. I don't know why this podcast works, but it's ingenious. It may be the voice or the boring chatter, but it works. I suffer from anxiety and can't sleep. It makes it rough. This helps giving me my nights back. Thank you. I love the Game of Thrones recaps. Keep that up. Thank you, Megan. How about Miss White Willow from the USA? Can't live without this podcast. Sleep With Me does a great job of putting me to sleep. Having a distraction as a lifesaver. I fall asleep in 10 minutes or less every night. Thank you for being my boyfriend. Couldn't sleep without you. How about FYUDAUHXTHFHVF? What a difference. Wow, in my life. Had insomnia for a quarter century or more. Found a few things that help, including this weird, wonderful podcast. When I first found it, I'd already been using podcasts to sleep, but I resisted this one because it's a bit weird. Yep, no doubt. But now I'm a proud paid supporter. And this is my go-to resource when things get rough. Better than Ambien, no chemical hangover. Star Trek is great. On Location episodes are my favorite. I adore Scoots and hope he sticks with this amazing public service. Thanks for your support and the review. SHMADIN from the U.S. Thank you. Well, this podcast might not put me to sleep every night. Usually does the trick. I've gotten to the point where I can pretty much go along word by word with the intro. But past that point, I'm out like a light. My boyfriend's a night owl. He's heard me listen to it, but for some reason, when we get in bed at the same time, I feel silly putting it on, but lately he's learned to love it, and it keeps his, reduces his night owlness to a reasonable hour. Thank you to everyone involved in this podcast. Thank you. This porch says comforting and intelligent. Often this show puts me to sleep first thing, and then later when I wake up too soon, I appreciate the narrator's company when I can't sleep no matter what. He's funny and dull at the same time, which is brilliant. I enjoy listening to his references. That make me smile in the deep, dark night. Listening regularly is like having a friend who's a fellow insomniac, someone to keep you company when you feel your worst. A podcast to give you hope that you can and will sleep well. That's from On the Cloud from the UK, 29. Can't praise this podcast enough. Not only does it help me sleep when I wake at night, soothes me back to sleep in record time. Set my timer for 30 minutes, and I reckon I'm fall asleep in 10 minutes most nights. Completely changed my life. How about this one? Slime Warp. I love that. Let's do the Slime Warp again, Slimer. Slimer, will you dance? Some kind of witchcraft. I don't understand the magic behind the spike. Yes, I just know it's the only thing that'll put me to sleep every time. Beginning's funny and sleep, welcoming to those outside the binary, which is icing in the cake. Latter half is just as wonderful, but I'm not sure anyone has ever made it that far. Rumor is that you make it to the end, a magical creature appears and gives you the secrets of life. I guess it'll remain a mystery. Thanks, Slime Warp. Texas Anna says, thank you so much. Last night was the first time searching for a sleep app, and this is perfect. I'm sure you're helping so many people. I appreciate it. Thank you, Anna. Ryan the Hockey Master. Nothing gets me better to get me to sleep. Don't know what to think of this at first, but after the first episode I played, Sleep With Me is a part of my nightly routine ever since. Thanks, Ryan. And then Ty1678 gives the show 5 stars, but just asks, are you Canadian? I'm not. I did grow up, how many hours from the Canadian border? Canada border with Canada, maybe an hour and a half over the Rainbow Bridge, I think is the closest one. But yeah, I'm from upstate, just central New York. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show. Thanks, patrons, for supporting the show. If you want to review the show over on Apple Podcasts, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/iTunes. And let's good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over. But it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because
Okay, so like, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. Like, that's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, oh, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the Mystery Bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, we did part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? In the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.